Last week, the U.S. Forest Service closed scores of roads, trails, and campsites in the Pisgah National Forest. A day later, the National Park Service closed most of the Blue Ridge Parkway in western North Carolina. Earlier in the pandemic, the managers of the Great Smoky Mountains National Park, DuPont State Forest, and Conserving Carolina closed trails. And suddenly, perhaps the singular trait that made western North Carolina so enviable for maintaining social distance, fitness, and sanity during the pandemic, the region's trail systems, seem to have been choked off from the public.
I fully support closing a certain area down if there's an issue in that particular area, but they're killing a gnat with a hammer.
Ken Wilson lives in Mills River and estimates he hiked about once or twice every week before the pandemic, and he'd hoped to do more of it while otherwise sheltering at home. Wilson said he was surprised and frustrated by the list of trails among the Pisgah closures.
The trails that we're on have very few people on them, and so I guess I didn't understand it. You know, there are a few campers scattered out, there's some mountain bikers, a few hikers, but it's never what I would say a crowded trail at all.
But trail managers and even many hikers say they've seen polluted trails and garbage left at the foot of locked trash receptacles. They've also seen overrun parking areas and clusters of hikers forced to pass one another along narrow trails. Managers with Conserving Carolina, a nonprofit managing a number of trails in the Upper Hickory Nut Gorge, recorded five times the number of cars and hikers than the trails see even during peak holidays. Peter Barr, the trails director for Conserving Carolina, called the decision to close the trails the most emotionally fraught of his career.
This is the time that we needed nature and outdoor spaces to play and rejuvenate and find solace in more than ever. And we thought, hey, well, this is actually our time to shine. Such dramatic increase in usage really removed the ability for users to self-regulate and socially distance themselves. We knew the writing was on the wall that we were in an unsustainable situation.
Lisa Brandon is a public information officer based in Asheville with the National Park Service. She said last week's closures along the parkway came after following cues from county, state, and federal officials and observations in the field over the past month.
We've been seeing through the eyes of park staff that are in the field, and then as well as reports coming back to us from park users. Some reports of people with really great and responsible recreational habits in this time with good social distancing, but then more frequently, especially in some of the most popular areas, we were hearing and seeing poor social distancing and congregating crowds of people in a way that would not be safe for the people, which is our top priority, certainly, or the resource, ultimately.
Kim Rossell, who has lived in Brevard for more than 20 years, is an occasional recreational hiker who sympathizes with the closures.
As picnic areas were closed and restrooms were closed, the people just started dumping their trash. And they just started using the restroom in bad places, and they just were not good stewards of the land. It's going to be more positive for our trails down here that have been bombarded with the people, yes. It's going to give these trails a break.
There are reports that trail and forest managers elsewhere in the country are trying to stagger visitors through permitting for specific dates and allowing parking based on the odd-even numbers on vehicle license plates. Peter Barr of Conserving Carolina said the staffing doesn't exist here to manage or enforce such measures. Barr also acknowledges that the trail closures already put into place have likely funneled even more foot traffic and auto traffic onto the areas that remain open.
To me, it makes the case for the desperate need for more protected land and more public access points to help give the opportunity in the future, and even not in a pandemic, to disperse that use. I'm definitely a proponent for opening all of our region's trails as soon as they can safely do so, but also in a way that those who maintain them can also handle it on that end.
Lisa Brandon of the National Park Service.
We want to all come out of this healthy and provide a park that's there for Asheville in the next few months, in the next years, and the next generation.
Nobody we spoke with would give the name of their favorite local trails that are still open. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.